Hi, this is Sheree, your host and speaker from the Congregation of Elohim. Today I will be talking about how the ant resembles our human society. Clearly, people make up the highest life form on our planet. We have complex societies with government, medical facilities, families, and individuals. According to evolution, complex animals such as mammals like dogs, apes, cats, etc., should be closest to resembling our society, but yet they are nowhere near that. However, the quote-unquote lowly ant lives in more complex society than most, if not all, mammals do. To our knowledge, there are over 10,000 species of ants. Two very interesting ones I'll be talking about are the fire ants and the yellow meadow ants. For example, the fire ant can connect their bodies as bridges to get from place to place. They are also known to have the ability to use their connected bodies as rafts to travel across vast bodies of water. The yellow meadow ant definitely resembles man's societal structure as they function as farmers. These ants grow mushrooms in their underground mounds and also collect other insects called aphids to drink their bodily fluids, similar to how we would domesticate and collect milk from a cow. Also, in general, no matter the species of ant, they all have a division known as the soldiers, who protect the colony from harm, similar to how we humans would have the police force. So ants definitely defy the evolutionary scale as they are underrated as being so simple, yet in reality, they are more advanced than credited for. So how does this connect to us as believers? Well, as Christians, we must work together to achieve the goal of keeping the human body of Christ together. Just as the ants work together to accomplish a common goal of keeping their colony in check, so should we. To do this, we must work together without trying to outdo the other, do good works, and trust that we will be blessed in the end, as each ant is blessed and benefited for their good works, and do our part respectively. This reminds me of the verse Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are Elohim's handiwork, created in Yeshua to do good works, which Elohim prepared in advance for us to do. So thank you everyone for tuning in on another episode of the Works of His Hands.